Welcome back to the Quinton Hyde podcast.
Yeah. No one opens up a podcast and is like, I really want someone to scream at me within the first 2 seconds.
Have you ever watched the Logan Paul podcast?
No, because I'm a sane person.
Did you know I used to use that one to fall asleep?
Yeah, because it's so boring.
Hi, welcome back. Or welcome for the first time. It's been a while since we uploaded. The last time that we uploaded, I said I was about to fly to the United States to meet up with my girlfriend.
Right, how did that go?
It's funny because he knows. Oh, terribly. That's not, I mean, it could have been worse. Not terribly is...
Well, the plane landed.
That's true. So yeah, we're not together anymore. As a matter of fact, we kind of broke up in the middle of the trip there. And then kind of like a second time, like a month after.
Yeah, you were like, one breakup wasn't enough. Let's.
I just love him. I just love doing him. You know. So yeah, no, that is unfortunate. But basically, this is just, we're rechecking in what has happened because I flew there in January and it's currently June. Oh my God, I never post these. We gotta keep these up every week because these are fun and people like them.
Yeah,
they're fun to record. They're easy to record and people enjoy watching them or listening to them. So it's like, I don't understand why we keep doing this, especially because I can also do them by myself. Like, I don't have to wait for you to be there if I need to do an episode.
They are not nearly as good though.
Because we have more back and forth.
Well, mostly like the visual element, I think.
You're not even wearing yellow right now. If you're watching.
I'm wearing my slutty shorts, like.
Slutty shorts?
Yes. If you were wearing your usual boxer longs, they would be longer than these shorts, let's be real.
My boxer long. Okay, for context, if you've never heard of the longs, so you know boxer shorts, right? And I wear boxer shorts always, but like the loose long version.
Boxer longs.
And then Jasper, that was in that one video, the first worst rated that we did, the worst rated stuff, we did worst rated hotel Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And then we were, for some reason, also doing the worst rated floaty, like pool floaty.
Yeah.
I don't know why we thought that was like made sense for that video.
It was a funny bit, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah, but. And then I took it off, I was like, I'm wearing my boxer shorts, and then you went, they're boxer longs! And I just thought that was really funny.
Yeah, because I wear boxer shorts, and
No, you don't.
What do I wear then? Speedos?
No, okay.
Exactly. I wear boxer shorts that are actually short and also like 10 years old and should probably get new ones.
Really?
Oh yeah, I like-
10 years old?
Maybe not 10, but-
10 years ago, you were 14.
Yeah, I've always been hung.
Ew.
Sorry.
Ew.
No, I do really-
I don't want to think about a 14. God, ew.
I do really need new ones is what I'm trying to say. So if any of you want to-
Do you need more? Okay, so Jasper has one very famous pair with pictures of me on there. And it's really funny because whenever I tell anyone that, which I do sometimes, they think that I gave him those, but that's not even true. Our mutual friend gave them to him and actually just texted me beforehand, was like, is it cool if I use your picture for that? And I was like, absolutely. But you still have them.
Yeah.
I think you still might actually use them.
Yeah, I'm wearing them right now.
No, really?
I think I am.
That's so funny. Yes, you're right!
Yep. It's beautiful.
Oh, that is so funny. Yeah, I always forget that it has hearts on there too. That makes it even weirder.
Yeah, it's blue pictures of your face in like 2020 and then with hearts. It's quite something. I also did then get you a pair of underpants with us on it.
True.
On the ass.
True, but here's the thing. They were quite small on me. They were tight, and I don't really wear tight underpants. And also, they were white.
Yes. All the best things.
That's like the, like, white underwear is just unpleasant. Because if they get dirty, they instantaneously get visually gross.
Yeah, but then you tie-dye them.
You know what? I would love to tie-dye a shirt.
What's stopping you?
Okay, maybe love is a big word. Maybe I would just... I'm gonna rephrase it. Mm-hmm. If someone were to show up with all the necessary ingredients for me to tie-dye a shirt without putting out in any effort, I would totally do it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, the more you know, Quinton Hyde podcast, subscribe.
So what has happened over the time since the last podcast? I mean,
How was your trip?
I moved! Wait, right. I mean, I flew to the United States for a month. That was an experience. I'm not sure how in depth I want to go just yet.
Let's maybe go into the moving part, where as soon as you got back, you had to move house, and there was this, I want to say, 2-3 week period where you were just so sad. Like, just, you also got sick. It was right. Just like the most miserable I've ever seen you.
Basically, I flew back from the United States, and I flew there thinking that I had found like my like long-term partner. I was like, man, we're gonna be together forever. I was like so convinced. So then we broke up. Wait, is it out of focus again? So I thought we were gonna be together for, maybe turn off autofocus. You know how to do that?
I have no
idea. You see that button that says auto servo? It's like under me in the screen, on green. Yeah. Am I still in focus though?
We're in focus now. Okay, cool.
So I flew there thinking, oh my God, it's gonna be the best. Then we broke up kind of like halfway through. I mean, stuff already, let's just put it like that, you know, halfway through. But then sorta stuff started to happen, like be more positive again afterwards, which is again super confusing, and I won't go into super detail. But I was convinced we weren't like totally broken up. She was. So I got back, I immediately had to move because my lease ended. I now live in Amsterdam. So I had to move all my stuff. I was already sad because I was confused. I was like, man, I don't know what's gonna happen. I moved all my stuff. Then I got like mad sick. I like lost my voice for I think a full week. And you know how much I love to speak. Then simultaneously, pretty much like immediately after, she and I had like that conversation where she was like, no, we are like totally broken up. I don't think that like that conversation was not like my favorite one. And then, yeah, like you said, there were just like a few weeks where I was just really sad. Right. Yeah. And I also lost like a few of my really good clients. So I also got like infinitely less money. So I was just like, I mean, I'm still not doing great financially, if I'm being real with you.
I just remember at one point we were in the car. Like,
oh right, the car also broke.
Oh, yeah.
The car and my dishwasher then also broke on the same day.
So before the car broke down,
I miss my car.
But after the breakup, when you were really sad and we're in the car, and I was like,
when was?
You want to listen to some music, and you're like, yeah, but please, nothing sad or about. And we just ended up distilling that the only thing we could listen to was Lil Lusty.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're right. If you're new, some people are new. Yeah, people find this. Lil Lusty is Jesper's rap and artist, well, not really rap, I think artist persona that exclusively makes diss tracks on me.
They're made using no music production.
But they're hilarious, and they keep getting better, and he's released 2 albums, an EP, and some solo tracks.
Yes, of course. Yeah, then the car broke down.
On the middle of the highway! On the middle, terrifying shit! I was driving with Bass. It just starts making noises, it stops working. All of a sudden I'm on the side of the highway. I have to call like roadside assistants. They just open up the hood and they go, oh! I'm like, that's not the sound I want to hear. And then, totaled. Completely gone. Because some part in it snapped and it kind of took the whole engine with it. And it's like, oh yeah, that can happen sometimes. And it's like, I feel like, oh, sorry, I burped. I feel like that should be on some sort of exam when you learn about cars, right?
Right, and you just got a check too.
Right, I just got, and that same day I filled it up on gas, and gas is expensive too. So I was just sitting there like, and I love that car. So now I have to do public transport still. But realistically, relatively soon, I'm gonna have a new car, or well, like not like new, like definitely used.
Yeah. I mean, at least that car got us some cool places.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we've taken the car to... Oh, well, the video that's releasing literally an hour and 15 minutes from now, where we went to the most haunted forest in Western Europe and got it stuck. I wonder how many people might think that we got it stuck on purpose for the title.
Yeah.
The original title was going to be like, we went back to the most haunted forest.
Yeah.
But then the car got stuck in the most haunted forest by complete accident. And I'm like... So I hate this, but for the video, this is so cool.
Should we actually go a bit more in depth about how the car got stuck? Because I think that is...
That is... Okay, yeah, yeah, take it away, take it away.
Okay, so if you haven't seen the video, you should probably go watch it for more context. But
I think it's good. I think it's good.
It's
I'm
a sick
really
video.
Proud of that yeah. one.
So we drive towards like the real forest part, and it's kind of like this dead end road. So we're kind of like, okay, let's turn around and find a place to park before we enter the forest. Now, there were two ways Quentin Hyde in the car could have turned. One was on the one house that was there, their driveway.
Yeah, it was a dead end. Or yeah. Did she already say that?
I did say okay. that. Now, didn't want to do that because, you know, private property, don't want to deal with.
Yeah, I don't want to get into someone's driveway, you know?
Yeah. And then the other option was this kind of flat grass part.
That leads into the forest.
No, there was a flat grass part and a path that leads into the forest.
Yes, true.
You then made a slight mistake. And instead of backing up or like driving into the flat grass part, you drove into the path that went downhill.
Straight into the haunted forest.
Now, you tried backing up. But, you know, backwards car power, not great.
It's a manual gear, or it was a manual gear shift. Yeah. If you don't know how those work, basically, to get started, you have to use the gear pedal. And if you do that too quickly, it stalls the engine, it breaks down, especially backwards, and when it's an older car.
And what ensued was basically 10 minutes of you trying to back up, being like, there's no way. Then your idea was, well, if I go deeper into the forest, I'll have more of a runway or something.
I thought if I drive, because it was a narrow path, so I thought if I just drive deeper into the forest, we'll find some clearing at some point, and I'll just turn around because it's easier to
that happened later.
No, that was my idea. That was what I thought was going to happen.
Oh, okay.
So I thought I'll just drive in, immediately get to some clearing.
Yeah, no.
Just drive a little circle and drive back forwards in gear one on just the gas pedal, because that way it wouldn't stall.
Yeah.
There was just no clearing.
No, and it just kept getting deeper.
Into like...
And then it was really just like, okay, well... Let's just look for a clearing, and I don't know, at this point it was dark, we still had to make the actual video.
Oh yeah, right,
video.
It was dark and we were still filming.
Yeah.
Like, completely dark at that point, like nighttime dark.
Yeah, so I found what looked vaguely resembled a clearing. It wasn't a clearing at all, it was just like slightly more open. Left the car there.
It's good to mention though, we didn't leave the car there because that was the best spot. I just drove it into a ditch on top of it.
Oh yeah.
Because that in the video, yeah. You hear Jesper go, watch out for the ditch, and it immediately cuts to, yeah, we're in the ditch.
Yeah.
Which is practically uncut almost.
Yeah.
Like, there's like a few seconds between it, which is like, he just goes, don't get in there. I'm like, all right, bonk! Car stalls. I'm like, yeah, okay, oops.
We go up, we film the video, we do the stuff, and then we get back, we're like, okay, we gotta get this car out of here. And this process, like, it took, what, 35, 40 minutes, I think?
30.
30, okay. 30,
because the full recording is, like, 30
right.
minutes.
But this
almost
was...
Almost exactly, I think.
This was, especially for Bass and I, 30 minutes of intensive manual labor.
Because I'm the only one who's allowed to drive,
yeah.
So I had to be behind the wheel.
So it was removing logs, pushing the car out of the ditch, pushing it back into the ditch, and just to turn it bit by bit, there was, like, this stump of a tree just blocking everything.
Yeah, it was just straight up in the way.
It was really just like, I think, generally centimeter by centimeter,
yeah, so,
turning it.
They were just kind of standing there like, forward, stop, and like, okay. And then like, you know, like super aggressively making sure that I wasn't like completely destroying the car. Ironically, it broke like a month later, but you know, it's unrelated, surprisingly. But yeah, and then they would like push the car to get it a head start because we were still getting out of a ditch, which it couldn't do on its own because of the gear pedal. So yeah, they were pushing the car for like 30 minutes.
Oh, it was horrible. And then eventually we got it like in a position where it was pointing towards the exit. And it was just like, okay, just drive now. Just go as fast as you can in first gear. Without, you know, driving into a tree.
It's also terrifying to speed up a car in a narrow forest path. I remember, because we cut that out, but you hear my voice go, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
But then the joy I felt seeing that car exit the forest.
It's one of my favorite audio clips of you where you go, yes, yes. Like, I posted that on Twitter. I was like, I've never seen, heard Jesper Lust be this excited. And then someone replied to that being like, it's almost scary.
Yeah. No, it was generally just like 30 minutes of pure exhaustion for us pushing this car, trying to figure out how to logistically make it work. And then I was out.
I do remember feeling super relieved when I was driving it, because like when I was on like the normal like gas pedal, I was like, it's not gonna crash, or like it's not gonna turn and like stall.
Yeah.
Because I knew it was all right. All I had to do though is not hit any stumps in a place that was dark, as in like this was rural small town Germany.
Yeah.
In the middle of the what time was it? Like 3?
I think so. There was no light pollution at all.
Yeah, it was like 3:30-ish.
Yeah.
A.M. And then we had to drive back, or I had to single-handedly drive us back home, which is, how far was it? Like four hour drive? Like I think we got, yeah. I think we dropped you off at like, I think we were fast because of the German Autobahn.
Yeah, yeah, and because I think we dropped you know, the dead of night.
Yeah, so I think we dropped you off at like 6:30.
Something like that.
And then,
yeah, it was.
I took Bass home and he slept over at my house. And I think we slept from like 7:30. Till like 1 or till like 12 or 1, and yeah. Then we just kind of woke up like, oh. and he had like all these like muscle aches because he was pushing the. Did you have?
I usually, weirdly enough, don't really get muscle strain ache.
Do you eat a lot of No, you don't even eat meat.
No.
Really? Like all that often?
Something I've always had, even as a child, like going for hikes, like long ass hikes with my family in the uh-huh. mountains.
What are ass hikes?
It's like when you go up someone's ass. It's like all of the Elon Musk fanboys.
Oh my god, we just got political.
It's not political to not like Elon Musk. I feel like that's just common sense.
I just wanted to say something cool.
That was so cool.
He would totally run for president if he wasn't born in South Africa, I think.
Yeah, thank god he was born in South Africa. Jesus. Anyway, like I would never have any pain anywhere after long ass hikes.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I discovered the existence of protein, and apparently I just never have enough of the, like used to not have enough of it. So now that while I'm working out, I mind the protein stuff, all of a sudden my muscle aches are like almost pleasant, where it's like, yeah, I've done something, instead of, oh my god, kill me now, which it always used to be. And I'm like, oh, just...
I will say it's impressive. We made it like, what, 15, 20 minutes into the podcast until you mentioned that I work out now, so.
Why, do I do that a lot?
No, but it feels like people who start working out after not working out really like to say it a whole lot, so.
Oh no, but I despise it.
Mm.
Like, I don't know whoever said at some point it gets fun, it doesn't. It's really boring. It's so boring to... It's like, yeah, you can listen to music, but I do this every day now at this point.
Yeah, but you sort of already do that every day.
Was that a masturbation joke?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yeah. That was a good one, right?
I don't know how you... Like, it's not the same movement.
No,
it's
yeah.
No. Oh, I feel like this podcast is funnier if you watch it.
Yeah.
Apart from just listening.
Also more beautiful and hot.
Okay. Hey, did you know that... Starting yesterday, the most popular podcast platform is officially YouTube.
Wild.
Apple Podcasts, which used to be number one, is like way at the bottom.
Damn.
Spotify took over, and now YouTube has taken over. YouTube is now officially the place people most listen to podcasts, like more than a third of the time.
Interesting. I still stick to Spotify, but...
I do too. I do too. Unless the podcast... I am watching really needs the visual aid, in which case I'll use YouTube. But I used to use Apple Podcasts back in the day a lot. It's just that the UI is not great. They didn't really update it.
So let's do a full podcast about the Apple Podcast UI.
That'd be so interesting.
I think that's what the people want.
I think people would love that. I think I'm going to grab my iced tea real quick.
Oh, shit. Now it's
going. What else have we done that could be put under the trauma umbrella?
Have I gotten any trauma?
Since January? I don't know.
I feel like my life's been pretty cruising.
Yeah.
Didn't really have any significant heart issues, I think.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
This still...
Still.
We just shot a short video in which I ate like a special pill, or we both did, that turns your taste buds into only receiving sweet for like an hour. So now everything is like super sugary, or at least it's not, but it's what it tastes like.
Yeah, I'm just sticking to water.
Yeah, it's probably smart. Or something cool that we've done. Mm. Have we done other... I don't know if... No, I can't say that one yet because it might not be out yet for a long time, where we went to the concert thingy.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. What else have we been doing? IKEA? Was that after or before I went to the US?
IKEA was after.
We did the IKEA thing. That was really funny.
Yeah, that was a fun video. You should go watch it. A Gansfeld thing right after your breakup.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah, that Gansfeld video is like a, it's like a hallucination thing. I did that practically... No, that was one day after my breakup.
Yeah, like literally the definite day after. Breakup. I remember us being like, should we do
this?
Yeah,
because they were concerned. They were like, you sure you want to do this right now? And I just kind of went, yeah, because I'll probably cry, and I think that'd be really interesting for the video.
Well, it was more like, yeah, I'll probably cry. It'll be good for the content. Something like that more.
But, yeah. Remember how I still had a car back then?
Yeah, I do.
Just for context, I bring this up about every 5 seconds. I miss the car so much. I hate public transport. We don't live apart that far.
No.
It's a 40-minute drive by car. That's totally fine. Now, though, public transport, 2 hours, 4 transfers, and more expensive than gas is. What's happening to public transport? I hate it. And there's always someone weird, but like not the fun kind of weird. Well, there's always someone who looks like they're about to throw up on you or...
No one's told you you're going to hell in a while, though.
That's true.
Huh. Should get back on that.
That is true. No one has told me that. I mean, admittedly, I haven't been in a lot of public transport. This used to happen at least monthly, where someone would come up to me and be like, so you're going to hell, right? When we recorded... Oh, shit. The toilet video. Which, by the way, so we once did this video where we went to and reviewed the worst rated public bathrooms in the country.
One of the worst best ideas we've had, probably.
And it's the original idea I had was locking ourselves up in the worst one for 24 hours. And he was like, absolutely not. So I made it into, or did we both? I don't know. It just turned into that. The weird thing is it did horribly. And it's still getting views now because it's somehow took off on search, meaning that people on YouTube, I can actually see this, are Googling disgusting public bathrooms to see us wearing suits because we just thought it would be funny, review these toilets. And it's doing pretty well.
It's wild. Yeah, I am happy because that video was a hell to film. It was like in the era where we filmed every video in a single day.
Yeah, I think that was like an 18-hour film session because since the Netherlands isn't super big, we just kind of go across the... We had like this whole itinerary where we would just... We spent like, I think that day, like 12 hours in a train.
Yeah.
Just walking into a toilet. Wow, this one smells. Train. Wow, this one's not that bad.
We have seen...
And it was like a hurricane. There was a small-scale hurricane. No.
No, that was...
No, that was worst-rated Burger King McDonald's. And stuff. Yeah.
I mean, we have seen every insignificant...
But there was
corner.
A storm, though, that day.
Yeah, there was.
I think that might be...
Oh, that was at the end.
Or, like, aftermath of that hurricane.
Yeah. Same time, yeah, where we walked to the final toilet.
No, I'm sorry. It was a hurricane. Remember? Because they how they named them? But there were like 3 in a row.
There was a Eunice.
Yeah, Eunice and then the other ones. But everyone only cared about Eunice. I think it was one of the like the smaller ones after Eunice.
Right.
That was that one too, when we were visiting a gross toilet.
But before that toilet, we found an action store, like a store selling cheap stuff. Where we quickly bought some ponchos and incredible umbrellas.
Insane umbrellas. I still use mine. Well, not that one, because that one got destroyed. But
but buy another.
Buy a new one. It is almost impossible to destroy.
Yeah. And but I think like that 5 euros. Like,
yeah, they were great.
Sponsor us. Yeah.
What, Action?
Yeah.
You think they have... What kind of marketing budget do you think Action has?
I don't know. I have a friend who's pretty high up at Action.
Really?
Maybe I can ask her.
That's really interesting. Okay. But yeah, and then the... Wait, how did we get here? I was building up to something.
Toilet. Video, doing well now. Storms.
I was building up to something. But I guess that's where we're just going. The toilet video is still doing pretty well.
And I'm happy about that.
So for sure, but...
I don't know.
How did we get there? This is bothering me.
It's okay. It's going to be all right. We're not professionals.
No, that's...
Well, I guess technically I'm getting paid for some of this labor.
And I guess, I mean, so am I, technically. But
yeah, I guess, yeah.
I mean, at least in through customers wanting to work with me because I know how to do this stuff.
Yeah.
Mostly, but... Yeah, the toilet video, it was fun, though, because it's really funny to be able to tell people that you've done that.
True.
It's really funny to just look someone in the eye and be like, oh, yeah, I've been to all the worst toilets in the country.
I mean, it's with a lot of these kind of miserable experiences while filming make for good stories afterwards.
Oh, yeah, 100%. We should get... I mean, you can't do that, but, like, what if I just get a tattoo after every video and that relates to the video?
So expensive.
Yes. But, like, on one leg, just toilet video, stinky toilet. I don't know, going to Kirchlinger and getting stuck, car stuck in the forest. Just, like, small, like, pictograms just on my whole leg. Just
that would still be expensive.
Oh, yeah. Also, just not a great idea, but...
I mean, we still need to do the tattoo video.
Which one?
The one where I just draw a terrible design and mix it in with good designs.
But tattoo someone told me... Didn't you tell me that you didn't like that idea?
No, I love that idea.
Someone said, because the idea was, yeah, you and a few others would draw tattoos and then one, like, good artist, and then we put them in, like, a hat, and then I would get them. No, you didn't like the random word generator.
What was that?
We're going to a tattoo artist, we click a random word generator, and the first word that comes out of the random word generator, I just get tattooed.
Right.
But yeah. I don't know what it is until after it's on me.
Yeah, see, that one is a bit too dangerous, because random word generator does say stuff like AIDS pretty frequently.
That is weirdly frequently.
Yeah.
Weirdly frequently.
And at least I can, like, kind of control the...
See, here's the thing, though. I did consider, imagine if you drew one, like a good artist, a child, one of my ex-girlfriends, and like another fifth messed up option.
Yeah.
How interesting is... I'm gonna sneeze.
This is gonna... Yep.
Oh, that's delightful.
I was gonna say headphone warning, but too late, I guess.
No, because these are the good mics, so they don't do that.
Yeah, but it's still fucking loud.
Hey, we're at the end of like a 30 minute. Do we have anything that we gotta update right now?
Any more trauma?
No, I think I'm pretty good. I just really need more money, like significantly and relatively fast. But I'm having a cool business meeting on Wednesday, as I told you.
I've also heard about this.
You're gonna say OnlyFans?
No. It's kind of like a you invest early. And then you get like a 100x return, kind of.
It sounds fake as hell.
No, it's...
You gonna say Dogecoin or something?
No, it's like an NFT.
Oh my god. All right, thank you so much for listening and or watching. We would love for you to subscribe, and we're gonna try and really do these more frequently because these are fun to do, and I love seeing these comments
as well. What if we do another one right now?
We're gonna do that right now.
Okay, bye.